Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, so I don't know if you guys even do the second date updates like this, but I'm desperate.
Okay.
I mean, sounds good already.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean when you say do them like this?
Well, okay. So my husband and I, we opened up our marriage.
Uh-huh.
And oh.
Yeah, and it's actually been working really, really well. And we can see other people as long as we're honest about it. And it's just working.
Okay.
But there's this girl that my husband was seeing for like the past month. And then when he confessed to her he was married, she basically just cut him off and blocked his calls.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on a second. I literally was waiting for you to say that it was a guy that you're seeing. So wait, you're calling about a girl that your husband was seeing?
Yeah, he's really into her.
Yes. And she cut him off because why?
Well, when she found out he was married, she didn't want any part in it. But it's the happiest he's been.
Yeah. So I'm so confused right now.
Right.
You're calling. You want us to call her?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want you to call her and explain the situation to her and let her know that everything's okay.
To let her know that you're okay with her dating your husband.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I can't believe that this is actually something we've never done before.
Yeah.
Where's your husband right now?
Oh, well, he's at work right now. He doesn't know I'm doing this. I want it to be a surprise.
You're the greatest wife in the history of marriage.
Well, I just seem so happy and I just want him to be happy.
Yeah. I'm just going to try and call her next because I could sit here talking to you literally all day. So hang on the phone and okay. We'll try and get the woman that your husband's been seeing on the phone next.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marsha?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh my God. Marsha, so my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I please explain to you why we're calling you? It's a good reason, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry for calling you so early in the morning. So we're calling you because there's a gentleman that you know who would love to take you out on a date. And if you say yes to this date, we'll let you pick wherever, you know, whatever you'd like to do for a date, wherever you'd like to go, whenever you're free, all that stuff, whatever. You can pick it. We'll pay for the whole thing just to see if you and this guy hit it off. And it's a guy that you know because you've already have gone out with him before.
Romero, you sound like your brain's broken.
because this is a very strange situation.
Okay, well, if this is a guy that I went out with recently, then I can tell you right now, no. The last guy I went out with totally f***ed me over, so.
Okay.
Not interested.
No, well, hold on. Okay, but so, you know what? I'm just going to tell you right now. So, it is, but his wife is on the phone, and she wants to talk to you.
What?
It's not a bad read.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to let you explain it. Marsha, don't get mad. Okay. It's not a bad reason. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm so happy that you answered your phone because my husband has been, he's never been this happy. He's so happy right now.
What?
And just hear me out. Yeah, he's like really likes going out with you. And, you know.
And you're his wife. You are calling me right now.
Right. Well, we have an open relationship, so he tells me everything. And he's just, he loves going out with you.
Jesus.
And this is so weird. But I mean, he said he was married and that he was in an open relationship. That was true. Like, you really do know everything.
I want you guys to keep going. I mean, I think everything is just fine. Like, don't worry about
what?
Me. I think
he's like,
totally fine. He really likes going out with you.
So you know, like everything about our sex life and like where we've gone out and
awkward
all of that.
Well, he did mention like anal sex and the public sex.
Okay. I mean,
I'm okay.
Do we need diagrams?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt. You guys are so, because I know you said that you guys were honest with each other. Like, you're so honest that, like, for example, when he would come home from a date with Marsha, or if you came home from a date with a guy, you would tell him everything you did?
Yeah. I mean, we would just kind of, you know, how was your day? And that's f***ing weird.
That is f***ing weird. I mean, I'm glad it works, but that's f***ing weird.
So you seriously, you're calling because you want me to keep banging your husband? Yeah.
That's what
happy. Like, look, I'll even leave the house and I'll make sure that you guys can have time to yourself.
Oh, my God. This is a unicorn story. What is going on?
I don't really know
what to do with this.
I don't know what to do with this. I just got to ask one more question. You're not planning to kill Marsha. This isn't like a setup,
ask
is it?
The same thing.
It sounds like a Lifetime
movie.
It's
a really good setup.
No, it just works for us. It's open relationship is fine. He's happy. I've never seen
him
happier.
Are you fucking other people too? And he like knows that?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, listen, this is about as honest as you're ever going to find in a man, Marsha. So would you be willing to give husband another date? We'd pay for it.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like, this is so weird. I feel like I kind of have to. But can I never meet you? Is that cool?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, no, no, hey, look, that's totally fine. I have your number. I can just text you if anything comes up, but just enjoy.
You have my number. Okay. All right. Okay. He's f-ing great in bed.
Is that yes to another date?
Yeah, I guess so.
That is, my God, I'm so happy right now.
This is the weirdest second date update ever.
This is the greatest second date update ever.
I'm
sorry, for anybody just tuning in, we just set up a girl, Marsha, with husband, because they have an open marriage and called because Marsha was upset when revealed that he was married to her.
Yeah, and it's actually fucked up because he said he was in an open relationship and that his wife knew, and I was positive he was lying to me. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Well, he's not. All right.
All right.
Well, this is tremendous. I don't know what to say, but yay, there is a God.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.